Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved. Today we have a beautiful holiday where the Mother of God appears to Saint Andrew, the fool for Christ, and she comes over with covers the whole city. It was in a beautiful big church, and my beloved, she comes not by herself. She came with the two, with the Saint John the Baptist, and also Saint John the Apostle of Love, and she comes over with the angels and other prophets and other saints, and covers us with her amphorion. I don't know how you say it in English, amphorion. And that was a time when the city was under a siege. It was in big trouble from the enemy, my beloved. And this is a holiday that is celebrated so much in Russia, even though that didn't happen in Russia, it happened in Greece. I mean, Greece didn't celebrate it too much. But the point is that Greece at that time was attacked by later on was called the Russians. And we are celebrating this holiday just as much as we would celebrate the 12 major feast days in Russia, my beloved. We have to realize that how much the Mother of God loves us. She loves us so much, even though she knows that we are the cause of the crucifixion of her Son, because he died for our sins, for my sins and for your sins. He died for us. And even though that we are the cause of all his suffering that he went through, the Mother of God still loves us so much and wants everybody's salvation. And we should look at her as little babies looking at their mothers, and wanting to be always held by her, and to be protected by the mother. My beloved, we have to realize that the Mother of God is there covering us all the time like a cloud, so that the enemy can't get to our hearts. But we have to realize that. We have to realize that we have to be grateful to her. We have to be grateful to her. You know, I once had a terrible situation where I was brought so much fears from the enemy, and I couldn't take the fear away. I came out from a car, and I was all shaken, and I just couldn't get the fear out of my heart until I just looked at the icon of Mother of God. When I looked at the icon of Mother of God, it all just totally disappeared, and then I knew the power of the Mother of God, how she loves us and how she is willing to protect us from the enemy, from the demons. Now, we have to realize that our life here is only a life of preparation, of cleaning our heart from all kinds of passions and all kinds of things, and angers and hatred and all kinds of things, so that it'll be purified, so that the God, the Father, and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit can make their abode in our heart, so that we'll be able to then look totally different at everything in the world. We'll not look at this world as if it is our place where we are going to be living long time. And we're going to look at the world as a temporary place where we are have to know. It's like a school that we have to learn to prepare ourselves to be able, again, I will repeat myself, to cleanse our heart from all kinds of passions and all angers and all hatreds and bad feelings towards anybody, and so that we'll be able to have it purified, so that it'll make our body will become a temple of our Lord, as you know the scripture says that we have to do. My beloved, let's look at the Mother of God more and more and beg her to continue to pray for us and protect us from the evil ones and from all the passions and all the terrible things that we may do which offends God and for which God had to suffer on the cross and before the cross. My beloved, we pray to the Mother of God. Let's pray as much as we can, as Saint Seraphim Sarovsky Chudotvorets says, the healer, the miracle maker, Saint Seraphim says it in the first part of the day. We should say the Jesus' prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the second part of the day, we should say, Lord Jesus Christ, through the prayers of the Mother of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is what we should try to do in our heart, instead of getting ourselves involved in all kinds of things that takes us, our mind and heart, away from God. Let's try to be true Orthodox Christians, and let's go after the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.